Forecasters said warmer air blowing off of Lake Michigan lowered snow accumulation near the lakeshore in the southeast. But Governor Doyle's closure order covered all 72 counties. Although both UW-Milwaukee and UW-Parkside were given the opportunity to remain open, only UWM accepted the invitation, even though that campus wound up closing early anyway as the day wore on. But Parkside Vice Chancellor for University Relations, Lenny Claver, said school officials there did not receive the governor's order until after it was already being disseminated. By then, school officials felt it was too late to change course.
I think they made the decision that was best at that time in Madison, due to many circumstances here, we decided in the end to abide by the governor's mandate and keep the campus closed rather than use an exception.
UW System spokesman David Giroux admitted that there might have been some confusion as state officials strove to put safety above all other considerations.
This is the case with any big incident like this. We'll take an opportunity to review the procedures with our state colleagues in the Department of Emergency Management and elsewhere and make sure that we have the best possible communication lines in the future.
For Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.